Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you.
All right. Hello, and how are you? Wherever you are. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. You can join the conversation today, which is going to be on reflections. That topic came from one of our Gmailers, and we will get into that. But reflections is going to be there, and we're going to have Mr. Fuller develop the conversation around that. You can join the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766. Or you can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can listen to the program and hear it by going to the YouTube channel, just typing in Talktainment, and then typing in radio, then scroll down to Talktainment number 2, and you're there. Of course, you can also listen to us by going to the Talktainment.com radio homepage and just hit programs, listen live, and you're right there. Facebook is in the action, facebook.com/Talktainment. You can do that if you want to hear the program there. Okay, I think that's about it. Oh, yeah, and again, you know, calling in 1-877-932-9766. Okay, don't forget, we need your donations for the second hour. We will be doing that until they tell me to not do that, but we do need that. Excuse me. Many have called in, and let me say this before we get started today, and I'm also saying this to Mr. Fuller. I have been receiving some phone calls and also some Gmails from people who are having problems receiving this program. Now, if you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, you get the content of whatever we're talking about. Other mediums, there seems to be some problems. I have been told that Mr. Fuller's work or programs have been deleted, or there's some problems going on. I don't know about the other networks. This is what I do know. Okay. That the usual suspects are in play, because Mr. Fuller's word of codification is effective, and the usual suspects do not want to get that out. What I am surprised about is the millennials now are listening to Mr. Fuller's word, and they want more information. So evidently, the usual suspects are at play trying to disrupt or distort Mr. Fuller's work. But if you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, you can get the work of Neely Fuller, uninterrupted, and all that. Yes, they have messed with phone lines, and whatever way they can break it up, they have done this and are doing this right now, even as we speak. So TalkTainmentRadio.com is doing all it can to prevent that. But this is what's going on, and I have the Gmails to prove that something is going on. But anyway, be that as it may. We're going to talk about reflections today. We have a caller on the line. I usually like to introduce Mr. Fuller first, but I'll tell you what, I will take the call first and then I will go through the usuals. Caller, you're first up. What is your question for Mr. Fuller?
Yes, sir. I have an answer for him. You wanted to know why people want the old book rather than the new book. Is that one of the questions?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have the old book. Actually, I got it as a gift a while ago, and I brought it with me to South Africa. And what I did was I bound it up. Okay. Now I just came back to the States right now for a few months, and first thing I did was buy the new book. Right. Now, when I look at them both, the old book, there's something about it. It's bigger. That's one thing, and it's just something about it. It's like having some like a raw the first edition of a Duke Ellington record, you know, when he was early on rather than later. So I think there's something just about this. The aesthetics of the old one is much better. Okay, now I do have is that understood?
Yeah, well, for me, I don't know about Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, did you understand that?
Yes, I can hear him, and I can faintly hear you. There's a problem here on the line.
Okay, we're working with that one. Okay. He did hear. Is this Mr. Sloan from South Africa?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, brother. Yeah, thank you.
You talk about reflections, okay? Now, I have a thing let me say this. I listen to Mr. Fuller I listen to your broadcast every week, okay? It's like church to me, you know? It's like the preacher, you know, the church. And I actually use the book like a Bible, like that. But, you know, Mr. Fuller, I have to tell you this. I'm going to challenge you. You're driving me crazy with this. Okay, there's a thing that people used to say and say. They say, quote, unquote. Now, logically, if you quote something, how are you going to unquote it right away? Now, there's many ways you can do this. You can say, quote, and then do the quote in a different voice, and then keep going. You can say, quote, do the quote, and then say, end quote. You know, there's little ways to do it. So my challenge to you, and you don't have to answer it right now, this is something you have to do. I need you to just look at that. Just look at that for a second. Remember, you're on radio, so what you can do, you can just alter your voice, or you can say, end quote, or you can say, close quote, but you choose. Now, the last thing, this is a question. It's kind of interesting. You know, they have this thing with the Supreme Court where they made corporations a person, right? How does that feed into what we're talking about in terms of the code, you know? Because a corporation isn't a person, but somehow it is a person. I'm trying to figure out how do we apply your theories to fighting this if we want to fight it. You understand what I'm asking? Does anybody understand what I'm asking? My question.
Mr. Fuller?
The question is, how do you fight?
Okay, no. What has happened? The Supreme Court has basically said that a corporation, they've been working on this for years, the corporation started this, you know, last with the 14th Amendment, they are now acknowledged as a person. So a corporation has the same rights as a citizen of the United States. A corporation does. Now, of course, a corporation is not a person. We know that, but in law, it is. So how do we fight that, or how do we address that? By using your code to address that specific situation, say, no, this can't be, you understand, if we was to fight this or bring this as a Supreme Court case or revisit it and something like that, well, this is why, because, how can this corporation deal with what we're dealing with? I'm asking, Mr. Bobby, can you help me with this question? I'm trying
well,
to figure it out.
I don't know. You know, you're basically saying that the Supreme Court has said that a corporation is a person now?
That's what they said. Yes.
Okay, and we're working with. So then you want to know how can the things that Mr. Fuller talks about in a codified way, how would that affect that? Is that what you're basically asking?
Yeah, how can we use the code? How can we use the compensatory concept to actually address that? How do we address that? Because obviously a corporation is not a person, but, you know, they say it's a person.
Okay, Mr. Fuller?
Oh, well, then the first question would be, is that a problem?
Oh, I think it's a problem. I don't know.
All right. Now, okay. Now, the answer is yes. That's a problem. Okay. So, what is the problem? That's the next logical question. According to the code, since we're talking about code here, codification, all problems are solved through the process of what? Questions and answers. So, somebody is saying what something is not. So, in this particular case, it sounds like someone is saying that a corporation is not a person. Is that correct?
Well, I think the people say it's not, but the law, if you want to put it, the white...
What does the law say?
The law says it is a person.
Okay, the law says that a corporation is a person.
Yes.
Okay. So the logical process, I would be, I wouldn't know, I hadn't thought about it too much, very much, or probably not at all. I've heard the expression. So then it comes down to, okay, a corporation is a person. So therefore, what does that person look like? How can that person be contacted? Will that person answer questions? Because it seems like we've got a lot of questions here to be answered by whatever a corporation is. If it's a machine or a person or whatever, what is it? It's a person. So corporation is a person. Does that person have a voice? Does that person have reasoning power? Does that person make decisions? Since the corporation is a person, you probably have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of questions there. But first, before you even start talking about any details, get it straight about how do you address a problem to a corporation, regardless of what you call it, whether it's a person or a thing or a clock on the wall or what. Ascertain how, you know, what is it for? What does a corporation do? How does it relate to me? So you can have maybe 200 or 300 questions before you get to what? A problem solved, because that's the whole purpose. Or you can raise that question. What is the corporation for? Is it to solve problems? And if so, is it to solve a problem that has anything to do with me? Or does it make a problem for me? And how can I keep that corporation from making a problem for me? Those are a series of questions. That's the codified manner. Just start asking questions. There's questions all over the place. I mean, there's smorgasbord, a whole warehouse of questions. Just on getting it straight about what my interaction is supposed to be with a corporation. It's on the planet with me, and so I want to know, does a corporation have anything to do with me? Directly or indirectly? Anything? And if so, what? See, that's how you handle it. And whom do I talk to?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Thank you for addressing my concerns. And think about that thing what I said. If you're still learning, then that whole thing about quote-unquote, you don't have to answer it now. You should work on that. I listen every week, so I'm going to be monitoring you. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll talk to you another time.
So what is the procedure that should be used?
Well, the thing is, if you quote something, right?
Yes, sir.
Then you quote it, but you cannot unquote it. So you can say quote. So let me take one of your. Let me just look at this book and take one of your. Just a short thing. You know, now you might say, for instance, okay, injustice is a form of insanity. It's on page 405 in the new edition, right? So you would say, I would say, Mr. Neely Fuller says, quote, injustice is a form of insanity. That's all I would. Then I might change my voice. I think that's very good, whatever. Or I might say, Mr. Neely Fuller says, quote, injustice is a form of insanity, end quote. Or I might say, Mr. Fuller says, injustice is a form of insanity, end quote. You see, I give you other options. You can keep your quote unquote if you want, but now you've got two or three other options to work with. Now, logically, you have to pick one of them that makes the most logical sense, not only to you, because you're broadcast, you have to make the most logical sense to everybody in the world. You understand what I'm saying?
No. Really.
You don't have to answer my question. I'm saying think about this and just keep on thinking about it, and eventually if it moves your spirit, then you will adopt it. If it doesn't and you want to continue what you're doing, that's fine too, because you're an adult, I'm an adult, you have the ability to say no. Okay?
No, I just want to do what is most efficient. So you're saying that if I make a quote, I will say the word quote, and then when I finish with the quote, I will say the word unquote?
No, I'm saying you cannot say unquote, because you just quoted the quote. How can you unquote the quote you just quoted? Logically, you cannot unquote a quote. You have to either say end quote, right, or close quote, or if you're like say broadcasting, you can change your voice for the quote and then not say anything and just keep continue to go.
I understand what you're saying because I've done that myself. But I understand what you're saying, Brother Slade.
I don't want to take a lot of time. Y'all can figure it out at the time, but I'm not asking an answer right now. Figure it out at the time. Let me get off so other people have a chance to talk to you, right?
If it will improve communication, which is what I'm trying to do, then I'll work on that. But I have to first understand what's being said, and maybe Mr. Bobby can help give an illustration or something like that in our conversations and straighten me out on that.
Okay.
I have no problem with making an improvement in anything.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do here. Okay. Thank you very much.
Brother Sloan.
Thank you, Brother Sloan.
Yeah, that's Brother Sloan. He contacts me. He's from South Africa, and he's in the country for a while. Since we're here, let me do this. TalkTamedRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's a few that I'm going to share with you. It's Your Time to Travel with Ricky Tyus, a conversation with Don Corina, and, of course, New Money. Now, all of these particular shows are exclusive to TalkTamedRadio.com. And all you have to do, if you would like, and we certainly would like for you to do this, is go to the TalkTamedRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and there you will see a list of all the programs that TalkTamed Radio has. Now, you owe it to yourself to at least sample one of these programs, or all of them, whichever you want to do that, to get a tender, or get a feel for what the program is about. Maybe you will like it and maybe you won't like it, but you'll never know unless you sample it and give it a try. All that is from TalkTamedRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Neely Fuller Jr., which I have not properly introduced, but because we have another phone call, so I will go to the phone call, and maybe after the phone call, I'll get a chance to introduce Mr. Fuller. Okay, caller, you are on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question?
Thank you. Sorry for interrupting the progress of the show, but just two requests for Mr. Fuller right quick. First request is for Mr. Fuller to explain the importance of asking questions and communication and not just trying to ask questions by making statements, but asking questions to get you where you have to go in the dialogue communication.
Okay, that's the first question. Is that correct?
Say that again, please.
That is the first question you're asking. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give Mr. Fuller a chance to answer.
What was that question?
Okay, yeah, repeat that question, sir.
Please explain when in communication, to always ask questions instead of just trying to ask questions by making statements, expecting to get a response. Make sure you make your questions clear and precise, and to always ask questions in communication.
Mr. Fuller?
If I understand the question, do you always try to make your question precise? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And not just making statements, yeah.
Yes, stay away from statements. If you have a question, just have a, you know, present a question. And just put a question mark behind it, the question, and then wait for the answer. And then don't start making statements after you ask the question until you get the question answered. That's the orderly procedure.
Yeah, don't help them with the answer.
And don't help a person with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the concept is you already have maybe an idea of what the answer should be, but it's not your question. You're not asking yourself the question. You're asking somebody else their answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
So wait for that person's answer. And then if you don't understand the answer that they're giving you, then say that. You can make a statement then, and then ask them, like I do on the air, I would say, can you rephrase your question so that I can understand what the question really is? And then I'll try to come up with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I might already have my version of an answer, but I want the person's answer. That's why I ask that person. Otherwise, why ask the person a question when you have already come to the conclusion or the answer to that question yourself, and you're not going to change it, except maybe you just want to find out what their answer would be so that you can compare it with what your answer is, and you can make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what you have to say about this, because I've already concluded what I have to say about it,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that is the case, but you don't argue about the person's answer that they are giving you, because that is that person's answer.
Correct.
That's why you ask that person, give me your answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
I already have mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your second question, sir?
Explain the importance of remaining silent until you have something constructive to say, particularly like in workplaces. Generally, people expect you to always chit-chat, you know, while you're there to work and do a job. You know, that typically goes on in a workplace. Explain how the code is just to be constructive in your speech.
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
Yes, sir. Constructive conversation. That's one thing that is woefully lacking all over the world, and particularly here in the Northwestern Hemisphere, and particularly among people of color, particularly people who are classified as black. Constructive conversation is woefully, painfully lacking all day long. You hear conversations or arguments mostly, and you try to say, now, what is constructive about this? What am I listening to here on this bus? And there's someone on a phone back in on the bus talking to the top of their voice, screaming, yelling. And is this constructive conversation? In other words, constructive conversation means when that conversation or that talk, you can't sometimes call it conversation, sounds like an argument all the time, an argument. We should never have arguments. We should always have conversations. Conversations are designed to come to a conclusion that's going to solve a problem in the best possible manner. An argument is just designed to win an argument or to generate another argument that's designed to win an argument. So it just goes on and on and on, and it escalates hostility. That's what an argument does. It brings on greater and greater and greater hostility. And from the hostility comes conflict. Greater verbal conflict, meaning the conversation gets to be name-calling and accusations and counter-accusations. Next thing you know, that leads to what? A fight.
Yeah, a fight.
And what does the fight lead to? It leads to killing, which black people have plenty of. But if we had constructive contact, we would just make sure anything that I say is going to have a constructive result. Otherwise, I'm not saying it.
Yes, sir.
And the way you avoid non-constructive conflict, and most conflicts are non-constructive, is you don't engage in anything but constructive contact, and usually you do that through words. So if you don't have anything constructive to say, try to do your best not to say anything
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Silence. Black people in the Northwestern Hemisphere need tons and tons and tons and tons of absolute silence. nobody saying anything, period. We're not very, you might say, to use the word good, we're not very good at it. We're not very good at it at all, at all, at all. It's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
If you just, we make eye contact. All of our contacts are just loaded with hostility,
mm-hmm.
because we are very poisonous people. The system of racism has just loaded all of us up with poison.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't look at each other without, hey, we want to get something on. What do we mean by that? Conflict. And when the words come behind it, what you looking at me for? Or in the grocery line. I mean, you know, you can almost feel the tension as the baskets begin to form between people and whatnot. And if anybody makes eye contact, you got to watch out. Is this going to be a gunfight situation? I mean, you can almost feel it coming. You can feel it coming. We have this thing. This is why for years I said when black people see each other coming, they should go the other way. I mean, I'm talking about two blocks away so that their paths don't even cross. So they don't even get in contact, don't even get close enough to each other to talk. Well, when I first started saying that back in the 1990s, people would laugh, but at the same time, it was nervous laughter because many people said, that's kind of true of us. I mean, even when we spot each other two blocks away, we start forming opinions and getting it in our mind that if we come anywhere close to each other, we're supposed to get our fists balled up.
Yes, I've heard that where somebody say, what you looking at? Or maybe they use a cuss word, you know.
People die from it.
Yes,
we've had circumstances right here in Washington recently. A couple of years ago, a young fellow was getting on the subway.
Mm-hmm.
He was passing by a bus stop, and another young black male was standing there with his grandmother. And he said, what you looking at me for? You don't know me. What you keep looking over here for? You got something for me? You got something for me? And then he pulled out his gun and killed the guy.
Mm.
And the boy wasn't even looking at him. The boy was looking at something down the street that his grandmother was trying to point out.
Mm.
Looking past him.
Mm-hmm.
But he died right there at the bus stop. That type of thing. I mean, we are loaded with poison. We are just loaded, 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 loaded with it. You can feel it walking up on a bus stop, and already there's five or six black people huddled together there. You can almost feel that, hey, I need to walk past this bus stop. I don't even need to stand here with us, because something ugly is going to happen. Somebody's going to say something ugly, and then that's going to add to some more ugliness. And the next thing you know, you got a small riot between five and six people on a bus stop.
Over a look.
Whereas if they didn't come in contact with each other at all, which is real healthy for black people. See, in other words, I've often said, hey, the black person who is about to explode and whatnot, just transfer that black person from what we call the ghetto to where he or she is surrounded by nothing but white folks. Just a whole bunch of white faces. Little old white ladies pushing a shopping cart. White people walking their dogs. I mean, that black person becomes more thoughtful, more considerate, and quieter.
I got to leave it there right there, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. In the second segment coming up, maybe I'll get a chance to introduce and present Neely Fuller to some and answer some Gmails and, of course, your phone calls. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Thank you.
entertainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
The Urban Culture Arts Foundation presents Baba Shanga Obadina Pakafi on Sunday, August the 18th from 4 to 7 and Saturday, August the 24th from 2 to 5. All events will occur in the William H. Thomas Art Gallery at 1270 Bryden Road. For more information, call 614-252-7525 or 614-745-1753.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Inco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward.
It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And our subject today is reflections, which we will get into. I didn't get a chance to do this in the first hour because Mr. Fuller and I do not rehearse this show. It is completely off the cuff, if you will. It's just what it is. Mistakes and all, I know I'd make a lot of mistakes, and you don't mind telling me about that either. And I don't really mind receiving it because I do make a lot of mistakes. But let me say this. Let me present some and present the others. Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., I know you've heard him for the last 37 minutes. He's been on and with the calls because we do take them. We do try to give the calls priority, and then we go to the Gmails. Before we go to the Gmails, Mr. Fuller, the first call from Mr. Sloan from South Africa, who is visiting the United States here, when he was speaking about quotations, if I may, let me give an example. You use some quotations by Mark Twain a lot, whichever ones you decide to use. I believe what he was saying is when you do that, when you quote him and you come to the end of it, instead of saying close quote, because technically you can't close a quote which has already been quoted, but he was saying or suggesting that you may want to say end of quote, which still leaves the quote intact, and then you go on to whatever else the question may be. Is that kind of, does that get you to kind of understand what Mr. Sloan was saying, Mr. Fuller?
Yes, but your voice is coming and going.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but can you give me an illustration? Say, I sometimes quote Mark Twain. I say, I was proud to be able to answer promptly, and I did. I said I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a quote from Mark Twain.
Okay.
Now, how would I say that in a way that would be better understood by people listening?
Okay. He would say, go ahead and say the quote, and then at the very end of it, and instead of saying close quote, say, for example, end of quote.
Oh, well, I didn't remember even saying close quote.
Well, I didn't either, but evidently he did. He's just making a suggestion.
Oh.
That's all. That's all.
Rather than say close quote.
Yeah, just say end of quote.
Change the words and say end of quote.
You could do that, yes. That's all he was saying or whatever.
Okay, so the way I would say that, say, for example, Mark Twain said, quote, I was proud to be able to answer promptly, and I did. I said I didn't know. End of quote.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
I didn't know that I even used, end of quote.
Well,
I don't think I even said anything at the end of the quote.
Maybe you did, maybe you didn't.
And maybe I should have.
Yeah, could be. It was just a suggestion.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah, it was just a suggestion. That's me.
And I can see where that might be confusing to somebody, because then I would continue to go on and talk about something else.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't be a part of the quote.
It would not be part of the quote, like the one you did.
Oh, I see.
Like the one you did last week. I told you that I loved you, now get out. Now, for me, that is funny. That is funny. But if you didn't end it, it could go on adding things to it that wasn't in there. But to me, just because you said that it was a song title or something, I told you that I loved you, now get out. I don't know why that is so funny to me, but that's the end of it, well, at least as far as...
Well, I was just making an illustration so that people can understand about this word, love.
Yes.
How it's just, people throw that word around just like it's, you know, it means this and it means that and it means nothing.
Yes.
And so it's gotten to the place it doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
I mean... Black people talk about love. I mean, boy, we load up with love when we talk about it. But where is it?
Okay. Anyway, let's move on here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wait a minute. I just lost the page, so let me get this back here. Don't want to do that. Here, let me get it back here. Evidently, we must be having some problems because I'm getting a... something from Mr. Roop Dog. He says, Mr. Barber, your voice is much lower than Mr. Fuller's voice on today's broadcast. I know we have technicians back there working on that. That's one of those things that probably the usual suspects are in play. Now, I cannot prove that, but this is the only show where this seems to happen at, as I was speaking with Kahari last night about that. Evidently, they don't want Mr. Fuller's message to get out, but we're trying, Root Dog, to do the best that we can concerning that. Okay, T-Step, I'm going to get to you, but this is let me see here, not Kay, let's see here, because I wanted to get his ones first. Okay. Okay, here it is, Mr. Fuller. This is from Maurice. He said this, he said, Brother Bobby, I noticed over the weekend that a lot of older videos of Neely Fuller are not coming through. Now, that's not on the Talktainment Radio's site. That's on another site that I'm not going to mention. He said the videos of Neely Fuller have been set to private. Is there a reason for this? I don't know what other social mediums do or use, but I do know that Mr. Fuller's message is somebody is trying to prevent it from getting out. But you can go to talktainmentradio.com and get Mr. Fuller's the full context of whatever Mr. Fuller is discussing. Yeah, you can do that. Mr. Fuller, did you want to make a comment about that? Because you and I have talked about that certain things are to be expected from the usual suspects.
Well, when something is happening, the code position is when anything happens that shouldn't happen in the system of white supremacy, just logically speaking, it's the white supremacist's fault. Why? Because that's why it's called white supremacy. It's called supreme, meaning we're in charge not of some things,
mm-hmm.
or not have half of the things or a quarter of the things, we're in charge of everything when it comes to people of color. We dominate everything that they do. They don't do anything without our permission or without our endorsement or that we didn't put together ourselves for them to do. So therefore, if anything happens that has anything to do with non-white people, according to compensatory counter-racist logic, then if it's something that shouldn't happen, it is the fault of the white supremacists. That's what supreme means. You're in charge of everything, not some things, not every now and then, in charge of everything all the time. So if something goes in error, if something happens anywhere that involves people of color, the presumption is, the logical presumption, the correct presumption is, it is the fault of the white supremacists. Why? Because they are running everything, every second, every minute. You don't breathe without their permission. We're in their prison, and the name of that prison, as prisoners of war, the black people of this planet are prisoners of war, and the name of the prison, in capital letters, is the system of white supremacy.
Okay. All righty. Let's do this before we talk about your book. This is a Gmail, and it, as a matter of fact, it is about reflection, and this is why this show is. It says, "Hello, Mr. Bobby. I'm not asking my reflection question to be part of your show, but I wanted Mr. Fuller to know how this his codes have changed my life for the better since my husband introduced me to him about 4 years ago. In the past, I have dwelt with individuals, mostly close friends and family members, who made my life difficult by making simple things hard. Keeping their own word or general interactions were extremely difficult. I have benefited from various statements that Mr. Fuller has said, such as," here we go, quote, "minimize contact to minimize conflict," end of quote. stay in the question mode. Never ask for an apology, love, or respect. The only respect is self-respect, just to name a few, Mr. Bobby. I just wanted to express how these codes have decreased my decreased the conflicts in my life and have brought me more peace of mind. I am to the point now that I only interact with a few people outside my husband. These interactions are all constructive. Thank you, Mr. Fuller, for bringing us this information. Mr. Fuller?
Well, all I have to say is that that's the objective. That's the ultimate objective of codification. Even dealing with white people, non-white people, the ultimate objective is that every contact that you make with a person, you come away with that contact with a result that has been of very constructive value to you, to the other person, to everybody involved. Otherwise, these contacts should not exist. That's the logic. People have been on this planet for thousands of years, millions of years. And the contacts are terrible. Most of them have gotten to the place where most of us, where we glorify killing each other. We have parades, I mean, talking about how many people we kill. We won a war. Won a war? Stop and think about that. This is something to have a parade about? You won a war? What does that mean when you won a war? Well, we killed a lot of people. Well, stop and think about that. And this is what you're having a parade for? Flying flags and beating drums? And a lot of people carrying the same rifles that they carried when they killed someone? Destroyed something that the Creator made that you can't make? And you're having a parade about this? Everybody all lined up and dressed up and grinning and tooting horns and firing off something called fireworks. The person who the last thing they heard was a gunshot, that person doesn't want to hear any fireworks. That's the last sound that they heard before they fell, with blood gushing out of their mouths. And then they died on a battlefield. Do you think that they appreciate gunshots? No. Well, what's this parade about? See, we are absolutely sophisticatedly insane, all of us. And the white supremacists have fed this more than anybody and made it worse. I don't say they invented it, but I'm saying as long as it's been around, they just made this particular thing worse. When they should be saying, hey, we're going to change this world for the better. No more of these military parades or none of that. I mean, showing off military hardware. No, when you land your plane and come to visit the new people of this planet, when we visit each other, we're going to have our carpenters out there to greet you, our doctors out there to greet you, somebody who repairs something, somebody that does repair work, plumbers, bricklayers. We're going to have a fella out there with a hard hat on. I mean, he's going to have his tape measure and whatnot. I mean, tape measure in one hand, he'll shake your hand with the other hand. Then he'll show you his tape measure, his new one, the new electronic tape measure that does a whole lot of calculations real fast. All right, and he's presented. He's going to take his hand and put that in your hand and present that to you when you get off the plane, rather than somebody salute you because you killed somebody. This is a bunch of foolishness.
Yes, sir.
By people who are supposed to be super intelligent. But we are intelligent, but for the incorrect reasons.
Yes, sir.
Stop glorifying death.
Oh.
And start, you know, if you're going to celebrate, you know, making somebody alive.
Okay. Let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And it is at this specific time, although we're 6 minutes late, that we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. And it was mentioned in the very first segment today, at least the old book was. Mr. Fuller, talk about your book.
Yes, you can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. Because the concept is, of the entire work, is that we're supposed to have the best government that we can possibly have on the entire planet. And on any other planets we may be thinking about going to. The best possible government. And that government, naturally, would be a government of justice everywhere. And so justice would mean what? After we produce it, because we never have done that anywhere on the planet, as far as I know, in all the history of the world. And that is guaranteeing that no person anywhere ever is mistreated. That's number one. And two, guaranteeing that every person who needs constructive help gets it. Every person, without exception. Otherwise, you can't have that thing called justice. Now, that takes some thinking, and that takes a whole lot of work and a whole lot of high-powered thinking, the best possible thinking that you can come up with to make those two guarantees, because no one has ever done it. But just because it never has been done, like at one time, no one had ever gone to the moon. Just about everybody said it was impossible. But in less than a decade, as being celebrated now this year, 2019, they say that somebody thought of doing it and say, let's stop talking about it. Let's do it. And they did it in less than 10 years, after millions of years of talking about it and singing songs about it and looking at it and trying to figure out what it is. So it's the same thing with this product called justice. Somebody once said, if you can conceive of something, if you can think about it, you probably can do it. Otherwise, you couldn't think about it. You couldn't even think about it. Now, maybe we need to think about that. If you can think about it, it can be done. Otherwise, you couldn't be able to think about it. That's the way the mind is supposed to be. The supermind, you might say. The correct mind among people. But this is what this book is about. But first of all, you have to get rid of racism in order to start talking about really being serious about having an entire world of justice. That's the first order of business. Why? Because racism interferes with everything of constructive value among the people of this planet. Right now, what is all the news about? It's about this person and that person probably being racist. And say, okay, well, what has that got to do with anything? Well, it has to do with everything because it gets in the way of economics, gets in the way of straightening out the education system.
Mm-hmm.
It gets in the way of, it makes a mess of entertainment.
Ooh, yes.
All right. And then labor and law, religion, that color thing. I mean, somebody put something on their head or something and put something, you know, to cover their hair. A lady might do that,
mm-hmm.
and that lady has color in her skin, and all of a sudden religion is involved in the color business. All right? And somebody has a lot to say about that, and it goes back and forth, and you got heated arguments, and then you got killing going on. Okay? So you got to straighten out this mess about what color somebody is and stop doing business on the basis of that,
mm-hmm.
so we can go on to produce this thing called justice. And the textbook for victims of racism, the book that I have written, is supposed to help us along that journey, all right? But to get rid of racism is the first step. That should, you know, because it interferes with everything else.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Care what you start out to do.
Yes, sir.
You can get it by going to producejustice.com.
And that first book that Brother Sloan indicated, I believe it was my brother that indicated something about the digital design on there, which is the first book. You can still get that book, and that book is still relevant. Is that correct?
It is, but right now it's not at the website. I mean, I had a distribution problem. I got to figure out what that's all about. But it should be up and running in a couple of weeks again.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and also the Word Guide.
Yes, sir.
It's not available right now.
Okay.
But the basic book is by going to producejustice.com. That's the revised, expanded edition now.
Okay.
2016. The original was 1984.
Right. That book there, the 1984 book, do you happen to know why that book seems to be gaining in popularity again? Because a lot of people really like that book.
I don't understand it. The first person to point this out to me was a person in French Guyana. And he told me, he said, he wouldn't understand the revised expanded edition if he hadn't read the original edition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to sell books and whatnot, which I am trying to sell books, but that's not my real objective. In fact, I said that I'm not going to put that book back up here. I have a revised expanded edition, a 2016 edition, that covers just about everything that's in the original book. But the gentleman from Guyana, French Guyana, which is off the coast of what we call South America, he says, it's something about that book that it's just better written, and even the design and everything. And he mentioned the typewritten format,
mm-hmm.
Being something he really appreciated.
Okay.
It's something about it, he said. I mean, you know, it's easier reading and everything.
Mm.
And so, I don't know, but I take people's word for it.
Yes, sir.
If it works, that's the compensatory way.
Okay.
That's what compensation means.
All righty.
Whatever works best.
Let me close the first hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening to the first hour. Stay tuned for the second hour here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters, why? One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. the world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.